Hello, good evening, and welcome to another episode of the Evening Almanac with comedian Jamie Jackson, episode 607. So I've been listening to Mastery by Robert Greene because I thought it might help with stand-up. I don't know. I thought maybe understanding the process of mastering something might, you know, play into getting better at stand-up. And so far, it's books, man. I don't know whether it's just me, but don't you find with books, they just need to get to the fucking point. I think it was Naval Ravikant. Do you know him, Naval Ravikant? He's just like some quote-unquote intellectual gobshite. And he said that most books are just the repeated point over and over again, and a lot of waffle, and a blog post is actually normally more effective. And I do sometimes think that's true, because you see these books and they're like 700 pages or whatever on a topic, and you're like, really? Really? What are you possibly saying? Surely that could be cut down. Anyway, he's been talking just introduction-wise about evolution and what happened to the human brain and then why you're able to master things. Again, get to the point, Mr. Green. But he did talk about Charles Darwin. Don't know if you've heard of him. He's a guy who came up with the theory of evolution. He's the one that said, we all came from monkeys, mate. If we all come from monkeys, why are there still monkeys? I'm joking. We didn't come from monkeys. We came from a shared cousin of the ape. Anyway, your cousin's an ape. I made myself laugh then. He was talking about how Charles Darwin had to do a lot of drudgery. He had the pull of going to sea to collect different biological specimens as they sailed around the world. And he was talking about how he had that interest. But he then also said about how Charles Darwin at one point had to study barnacles for 8 years to essentially get his credits and kudos as being a biologist. And I see this podcast as my barnacle study. I see this podcast as my 8 years studying barnacles. So, you know, we're only on episode 607. I've been doing it for about 2 years. I do the maths. I clearly haven't been doing it every day, even though I should be. And so we're 2 years into an 8 year stint of studying barnacles. This podcast, you are my barnacles, or maybe I am your barnacles, or maybe the podcast is the barnacles and we're both studying them. There's a barnacle somewhere in this equation. And so a couple of other things about that, bearing that in mind. See, what I've done here is I've set up a topic and now I'm going to mention two related things to it. One is I went to Camden Comedy Club last night, not to perform, but to take Josh, who was headlining, and he did very well. And that room used to scare the living shit out of me. I mean, really scare the living shit out of me. When I first started taking him, you know, 18 months, 2 years ago, I was like, oh my God, this is a real comedy club. And it terrified me. But now being in there, it scares me much less. I would be nervous doing a gig. I'm always nervous doing gigs. But I counted, there was about 54 audience members. And the gig I did a couple of weeks ago in St. Albans to a packed out room had somewhere between 45 and 55 people in it. So similar. And I was on first, and I hadn't done a gig in 2 months. You know what I mean? So, yeah, the thing that worries me about that audience is that it's in Camden, and they're all very young and trendy. And I just don't think my isn't long-term marriage funny jokes would particularly resonate. But anyway, there you go. And the second thing is, well, not the second thing is, that's 1A. This is 1B. Met a girl there called Blank Peng. Real name, Blank. She is from China. And she said to us, she was talking to me and Josh, she said something quite interesting, that in China, you're not allowed to joke about the pandemic. It's one of the topics which is a no-go area. So I was all saying, wouldn't it be funny if you just went on stage and went, so, COVID, blah, blah, blah. We were just chatting about that. And I said, what would happen if you did joke about the pandemic? And she said, well, there's two things. One is that lots of bullet points in this podcast, isn't there? She said, one is that you have to submit your set to like a government officer before you go on stage, and they have to vet it, and you're not allowed to deviate from it. So if you did, you'd get in a lot of trouble, whatever. You'd get taken away, is what she said. And then the second thing is, or she said something like that, you get taken away. She said the audience wouldn't laugh. And of course they wouldn't, because they've been conditioned not to laugh. And they'd probably be terrified to laugh. It's like when someone's doing a terrible best man speech and ruining the wedding. It actually is very funny, but you don't want to laugh. So that was interesting. And then the second thing is my comedy mate Andy Oberney, who I'm doing a gig with on the 7th in Tonbridge. Hold the line. Come along if you like. But you do have to pay for a ticket. It's one of those gigs. Yes, he said he went to see Josh Purr last night. And I fucking love Josh Purr. He's the awkward everyman in us all, isn't he? But he said he saw him before the pandemic doing 10 minutes to 20 people. And just then he'd sold out some venue in Brighton. And he deserves all the success he has. Josh Purr is brilliant and I love him. And he's very likeable and relatable. So good for him. So yes, anyway, onwards and upwards. We are all going to be studying our barnacles in different ways. Whatever you're trying to master, whether it's stand-up, whether it's your job in accountancy. If it is, just give it up. Don't care if you like it. No one should have a job in accountancy. I don't know, music or... look, if it's art, wicked. If it's a corporate job, just are you doing the right thing? It's an easy path, but are you doing the right thing? I think I'm talking to myself here, aren't I? And, one last thing is I've organised to go to Edinburgh just for a week, going to Edinburgh Festival, just to experience it. All I'm going to be doing is, you know, jumping on a few open spot mic nights, and I will be with Josh, and he should be doing his show there, so I might be even opening for him, so we'll see. Loads of news in this one, huh? Is it Saturday or Sunday? Oh, it's Sunday. How depressing. I thought it was Saturday. All right, see you on the next pod.